I'm like,
It's gonna be four rounds of poop
congratulations,
for me.
because that's you know more than like anybody else in the world how many poops you're gonna make when you sit down and make a poop.
That's fantastic. I wish I knew
I
that.
I got like one good job in me. And,
it's not a big job.
Oh, it's gonna be a while. Everybody go before me because
Woo!
I got five jobs to do.
Oh, man.
Dude, in our family, you say big jobs. It's the funniest fucking combination of words. It just goes.
Yep.
It's just so stupid. Like, why are you laughing at that? Because it means poop.
Yeah.
Big jobs.
What? It's... Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Big jobs. Big jobs, eh, Tony?
Yep. Excuse me. Oh, man.
Yeah, good times. That's a good story.
It isn't, it good? And I like the premonitions of the LaRoe kids. To
yeah.
Say how many jobs they have to do.
Four. Got four in me.
Got four jobs. Four jobs.
It's so ridiculous.
We're on a road trip. How many jobs do you have to do? One job. Two jobs. Mommy, I got four or five jobs in me. Gotta pull over.
It's ridiculous in the best of ways.
Yep.
Oh,
and there's,
man.
You know, there's like a, the quality of the sound, there's a certain quality to the sound. Like for me, certain words I've always loved just the way they sound.
Oh yeah. That's like why you like booty so much.
Booties. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Is a great example.
Yeah.
But big jobs has like a, just the way the word is structured. I don't know. And also it's not, I can't really say because I always have associated it with pooping.
Right.
So.
Big job.
Yeah, plural particularly.
Yeah. Big jobs.
You just saying that is funny. It's so stupid. But it's just,
oh,
it's
man.
Funny.
That's fantastic. So, I don't think there's any words that would trigger that reaction for me. Maybe.
There probably is. Like
I don't know. Yeah, I just don't
something
know
that,
what
yeah,
it is.
That like someone would, in your family would remind you of it.
Yeah, it's true.
Go, how about, remember this? And you're like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, I just don't know what it is right at this moment. But since we don't really have a topic, I'm going to do an intro right now so we don't have to do it later. So we don't have to interrupt our rambling conversation because
that's what we do.
That's what we do best.
I loved last week. I really, like, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed listening to it.
It was enjoyable.
I love listening to you and me talk.
It's true. It's fun. Especially when the episode gets published. Oops.
That's all good.
Hey, it came out. We have not missed a Monday.
Nope.
In the history of the
No.
Show.
The whole show.
Yeah. There was one that was real close because the stupid website was being a real, real
right.
pain in the butt.
That's right.
But it still came out. It was like 11:50 something. And I was like,
when this was like in the afternoon?
No.
This last one?
Yeah, it was after I got off work. Anyway, no network update as of right now, but check out other great podcasts available on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher, like Everything's Fine, This Week in Zoltan, Degenerate Podcast, Stage Voices with Matt Warburton, all those good guys, all the Modern Profession guys, they're still there. Go support them because they're awesome, but
they
mostly support us because we're the awesomest.
The awesomest.
And we actually give you a product every week. Whereas the other guys, they don't necessarily do that.
Did you listen to our Christmas episode of Life Moves Pretty Fast?
Not yet.
It's fun.
It's weird because listening to podcasts has gotten a lot more complicated because I don't drive 30 minutes to and from work. I drive 10 minutes to and from work.
Right.
So instead of getting an hour's worth of listening
to
stuff time, I have now 20 minutes max a day.
Which is like the sports report or maybe a
And then I
song
have to
or
like
two.
Choose to like listen. So I'm getting there. I'm catching
now,
up.
During work, are you able to do any listening?
Yes and no, but there's so much like in and out of the car, and I don't want to wear headphones yet because I'm not totally comfortable with everything. So, but when I get into the groove of stuff, like I can put headphones in and stuff and like listen.
I would guess that job would really lend itself to like a set of headphones and either like playing your own music or streaming something on your phone.
Oh yeah,
while you're doing that.
Yeah.
Tony does that. I mean, Tony's out and about, you know, all day long, going house to house and working on the pool systems and
for sure doing a lot of big jobs.
Lots of big jobs. He's got sometimes there's just like a little job, but Mostly big jobs. Lots of big jobs. And it is the funniest thing.
Oh, man.
Hey, hashtag big jobs. That's maybe, right. Maybe it'll come back.
There it is.
Maybe it'll be a thing.
It could be.
I'm pretty sure it was never a thing anywhere except in our family.
I never heard of it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to... You ever listen to... we should start.
Yeah.
And then I'll go.
Well, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Just check out Life's a Binge at lifesabinge.com and all that good stuff.
Life's a Binge production.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Here we go.
Life's a binge! Right? So what was I about to say? Something about...
hashtagging and looking at big jobs. And
well, I thought it was something else besides that.
You were going to say something about it.
Oh, I remember. There's a podcast, and it's on NPR, mm-hmm. Well, Way With Words. You ever heard that?
I've heard of it. I don't listen.
I listen to NPR, so that's I will listen to it every night. I used to hate it. Because they just seemed, I think they ditched one of the guys too, and it's done here in San Diego.
Got it.
But they used to have a guy on it when I first started listening, and he was just so pretentious in the way that he talked. It bugged me. But the two people that they do it now will answer your questions without it seeming like they're talking down to you.
Right.
Or, yeah. But nice. They go through the history and... of words and different sayings, and how is, like, you
that's
know, good
cool.
for the goose, good for the gander. Where did that come from? And they'll, like,
that's awesome.
It's a really cool show, a very interesting show.
What's so it called? Away with
Words. Away with Words.
That's awesome.
And so we can check with them and ask if big jobs is anything
that's true
ever meant anything. And how long would it take to make it into something with a lot of effort with a PR
it's
campaign?
Very true. You can make anything
with. With,
it just needs one little spark to, like,
we need Channing Tatum to say something about big jobs.
It's true.
And if Channing Tatum does it, then
everyone will do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I was like, big jobs. It's the dick swipe.
Big jobs.
Big jobs.
You know what big jobs means? this is, like, weird and dumb, but I could literally talk about that topic forever.
Well, let's not. Let's only keep it as a silly recall reference.
I'm just saying.
But
I could go on. Hey, on and on. It's like
with
it's,
Tim, it was you know, life's a fart.
Fart.
So life's a big job.
It's so funny. it's an interesting topic, though.
We're not
jobs.
Really going like we're not.
Okay, fine. Okay. I'm just saying. It's interesting.
Oh, not on this one. Not this one, right?
No.
No.
You know what?
No.
We're saying. People listening right now are in the act of big jobs.
Maybe. If they are, they don't want to be reminded. They're like, don't talk to me while I'm in here.
No way. That's my time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, you're taking it in.
I'm telling you, I could talk. I have something to say, but I won't. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to hold it in.
All right. So. Damn you. So you know how, like, on the radio they'll be like, now if you're in your car right now, if you're in your car and you're driving to work, keep in mind blah blah blah, and they'll say some story and, like, oh, they're relating to me as I'm driving to work.
Right.
If you're sitting on the job on the john
yep.
doing a big job,
that's true,
then you'll know. Mm-hmm. Try Lavender Water Bidets by blah blah blah. And so
oh man!
So, not today. We're not scraping bottom. That
it's not the bottom.
It's not.
I don't have to talk about it. It's fine.
All right, cool.
What are we gonna talk about?
Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, we did that one. That was the last one.
Yeah, but now so it's now we're recording in the new year.
This is true.
This is the first time recording.
This is recording in
2017.
This is true.
So.
Is there anything that's coming out that you're excited about? Movies or TV?
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to see La La Land so badly.
Me too. And I've heard nothing but good stuff. And the only thing I've heard bad is that they don't sing that well. But everyone's like, see this movie, it's awesome.
People, critics, and the entertainment business world is talking about, like, how Emma Stone is, like, now a superstar. And I'm like, now? Like, I haven't seen it, but I adore Emma Stone.
So what have you seen with her in it?
Everything.
The Help? You seen The Help?
Yes, most of it. That was on HBO, and I was, like, doing chores and stuff, so I was in and out. but yes.
It was good. It's mm-hmm. good. It's a good story. And she's very good in it.
Yep.
Like, when that was the thing that I saw her in that made me go, she's pretty good.
Got it.
Now, that's one of those movies that kind of got a little bit of heat.
Really?
Yeah. And it's inevitable-ish.
Is it because it's based on race?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, that these characters, that the still that these black characters, but it's a white person who's kind of saves the, and right. say, yeah, and is, you know, the heroine of the day.
Right.
Which, you know, anyway, I like the story.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good story.
Let's see. She's in the movie Aloha, Cameron Crowe movie, which I liked. Also got,
Aloha?
Yeah, it got a flack because she was in it also.
When was that? Cameron Crowe movie Aloha?
2015, Aloha. It was Bradley Cooper, Rachel McAdams.
Oh, you know, I probably didn't want to see it because it was Bradley Cooper.
You don't like Bradley Cooper?
Haven't we been over that?
No. That's like, my boy. Like, if he's my... Who would you go Timothy gay Oliphant? For celebrity?
He's your Timothy Oliphant?
Is that yours?
My Sheriff Bullock? Yeah. He's your Sheriff Bullock?
Yeah.
Dude,
Bradley
okay.
Cooper's I've a dream, seen Bradley, son of a bitch,
I've
man.
Seen him, you know, and I just want to say he's no Timothy Oliphant. Okay? he's all right.
Dude,
you know why?
He's dreamy and charming as fudge, man.
Yeah, but that's not who he was when he's coming out. Like, you know.
Well, he played a jerk, but he was still charming when he did interviews. Just because he's a jerk in Wedding Crashers,
I don't know,
doesn't mean he's a jerk.
And in what's that other horrible series of movies? You know, the horrible
the
one.
Hangover.
Yes.
But he's not a jerk in those. He's just an idiot.
How much of a badge of honor is it for The Hangover that when you say, you know, that horrible one, the horrible string of movies?
I know that's what you were referring to.
Well, you know what? I would think it would be fun. Okay. This would be fun.
Yeah.
Is not
conduct an experiment.
Yes. And I want to do this on several different things.
Yeah.
As well as do some in the new year. And this is good. We'll talk about this now because it's a brand new year for us.
Absolutely.
In the new year, I really want to have some segments that we can throw to. So it's going to be more editing.
For
such.
Sure, yes.
I'd like to do some stuff that if you have an opportunity to do something and do a 10-15 minute thing, then we would throw to that you put together.
Got it.
And vice versa. Friends of ours, especially friends of ours who are audio media savvy, as in they do their own podcast or do their own film stuff, would do a segment on something that they saw or liked or wanted to talk about, and we would run it for them and add that in and, you know, just kind of introduce it and edit it together. But also, now I'm forgetting what I was going to say.
It was about horrible Bradley Cooper, and you wanted to, like, have segments and...
Yeah. How did it go back to Bradley Cooper? I forgot.
Well, because you said, what was that horrible movie that Bradley Cooper was in? And
right.
they said, you bet that other people
would
or they would know or whatever.
Right. And most people would say, I'm guessing they would say The Hangover.
Well, I just posted on my personal Facebook page
just
as
now,
we're
as
recording this.
Right then, bam.
It says, what was the name of that horrible Bradley Cooper movie? That's all it says, question mark.
Okay.
And so I'll check it in 30 minutes and see if there's any response.
Okay. That's a good live experiment.
I'm setting timer for 30 minutes right now.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like...
So we have something to check in on in 30 minutes.
Okay. So, all right. So listen to this. You ready?
Sure.
So speaking of the new year.
Yeah. Cooper's dreaming.
And Bradley Cooper, he's no Timothy Oliphant, but he's all right. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about... Sorry, this is bouncing around.
No, that's what we do.
I'm excited about the Pope, the new Pope, the young Pope. The young Pope.
What? Is this a movie?
It's a series on HBO.
Oh.
The young Pope.
Nice.
With... Who's that actor?
Timothy Oliphant.
Nope. Jude Law.
Oh,
close.
Okay.
Close, but he's no Timothy Oliphant.
Jude Law's dreamy, too.
Jude Law's dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a dreamy man.
Did you ever see Talented Mr. Ripley?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That movie makes no sense to me.
What do you mean? You mean like it doesn't...
There's no. It's they look so not the same. It's like, how are they believing that that's that guy?
Oh, well, you know, that part, but then again... the Pope, the people that they were dealing with, this was like in the 30s or something, right? So there was no, you know, mass media and such. There also wasn't their video and and even imagery as much.
Right. There was a tall blonde guy with glasses.
Yeah, and there was, and there was family names, you know, his names and stuff. So there weren't like all
that makes a lot more sense.
Images
but like
of
to
folks.
Me, I'm sitting there, I'm like, Matt Damon doesn't look like Jude Law. Like, it was weird.
That's
anyway.
That's funny. Because Jude Law plays another part in a movie where someone else pretends to be
Gattaca.
In Gattaca, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good film.
That's a great film.
That's good stuff.
That's like that's way up there in my...
That's one of those movies that I always forget that's so good, and then I watch it, and I'm like, dang, this is good.
Yeah, I've seen it so many times now. I know it's super good.
Yeah, and, like, ooh, when, like, oh, my favorite part is when he's out on the date, and then they come to the checkpoint, and he has to, like, ditch the contacts, and then he reads himself, and then they have to cross the street, and he can't see Jack, and he just, like, blindly, like, leap of faith, like, goes across the street and makes it. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, anyway, that is good. Or how about when...
He's just like, she's like, come on, what are you waiting for? And he's like, okay, and just goes, oh, man.
Yeah, that movie's great.
Good
that
stuff.
Movie's so good. It's so well done.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we could talk about that movie. It was real nice when one year in the last few years, my nephew Anthony, my oldest nephew, like, mentioned Gattaca.
Oh, nice.
I was like, dude, you saw Gattaca? He's like, I love Gattaca. I'm like, Gattaca's the shit, dude. It's a great movie.
It's so good.
So
and then he crawls in the thing at the end and gets rid of the evidence. Man, it's rough.
It is. Jude Law is a very good actor.
Good.
Man. He's a very good actor.
Dude, also when like they're coming over to the house and like he's like, oh no. And he crawls up the stairs to pretend to be the other guy.
Right.
Like, oh man.
Yeah.
God, that movie's good.
Yeah,
I wanna watch it right
now. How about the part where they're doing the fitness test and he's running on the treadmill.
Oh, yeah, and he's about to
his
die.
His heart is just about to give out. But he has to keep running and keep running. And yeah.
Oh, man.
Nah, that movie's great,
it's
dude.
So good.
He's like, you know the reason I beat you? Because I never saved anything for the swim back.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, that's deep, man. That's tight.
Yeah, that one is, that's rough.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's a great movie, and the themes are super legit.
Yeah.
They're super legit themes.
Well, I mean, kind of, but at the same time, it's like they're abandoning the... They're like, let's get rid of the weaker links and send only the best of the best off
to the
new world.
But with the whole idea of, like, you know, genetic engineering, you know, which is a thing, you know, that's a thing. So...
Yeah, it was crazy.
They're like, do you want a god birth or a... Well, they call it like if he didn't choose it or you know if he left it up to the
fates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a god birth. And I knew that my poor heart
never make it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Great movie.
So
see Gattaca.
Go
y'all.
Watch it. It's probably on Netflix.
I don't think it is cuz I would
it's got to be somewhere.
I don't know.
I assume it's on something.
I would if it's on streaming something I would love it because I can stream almost everything. So
yeah, that's true.
So,
that was a big tangent on Gattaca. But if you haven't seen it, you should definitely go watch
Gattaca.
It because that's the bomb, diggity.
Yeah.
Jude Law, Ethan Hawke, Uma Thurman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Uma Thurman's
so
really good.
Good
in it.
It's a good movie.
Also, what's his name? Who's like, he's an actor, but he's also like a political. Gore. Not Al Gore, but...
Vidal?
Vidal Gore, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. He plays like the... Vidal Gore plays...
Gore Vidal,
that's
director
what
Joseph. Who, he's in charge or something? Yeah.
Gore Vidal, no, he plays one of the...
His character name is Director Joseph.
Oh, yeah, he's the
FBI
like
the guy.
Yeah,
in charge.
Yeah, he's like in charge of the investigation. He's the older guy.
Yeah,
and then
there's
the younger guy who was in Say Anything.
Right.
Who plays his brother, who turns out to be his brother. We just ruined that movie for you.
Whatever. Well, we also said that Jude Law burns himself to get rid of the evidence.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter. Watch this movie because
it's
awesome.
There is no spoilers. It's so good.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway, that was a big long tangent because you said Jude Law.
Mm-hmm.
And then, anyway, but you're interested in the Young Pope, is what you called it, I believe?
The Young Pope, yep, which is his new HBO show. And so during Westworld, they've been promoting it. And so it starts this month. I hope it hasn't started yet. It's in January.
Young Pope.
I'm going to guess it starts probably like on the
beginning?
Next Sunday, I bet.
The Pontificate of Lenny Bilardo. It is Pius VIII, the first American pope. Huh.
This is like a historical story?
It's apparently, yeah.
Because I was wondering about that,
maybe,
too.
Or no, maybe that's just a fictional premise. Right, okay. Right.
There's never been an American pope.
Right, that's why, yes. That's why I was like, what? How did I not know that?
So I wonder when it's set, because it's hard to tell in the previews.
Yeah.
If it's set, like, in the...
What I also find interesting is that Jude Law is playing an American.
When there are plenty of good American actors here.
Not only that, but, like, it's been a controversial, somewhat controversial topic.
About English actors taking American roles?
Yeah, it was mostly big in, like, the comics, like, comic movies, where it's like, oh, another British guy playing another American superhero.
Well, it's pretty big on HBO. I mean, because it's like, you have The Wire, and you have, like, one of the gangsters, Stringer Bell, bad gangsters, turns out to be English. That blew me away. And he's Luther. What's his name? Idris Elba.
Any of those... When you see somebody the whole time and then all of a sudden they're like, what?
Yes. I love that.
Well, I think we talked about this one time a long time, or sometime a long time ago. But Saeed from Lost, when I found out that he was Australian or New Zealand or something with that accent.
Right.
And you just hear him talk, you're like, what? Like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Saeed. Like, what?
Yeah.
Where's this Australian accent coming from?
Well, yeah, for me and The Wire, and I know you haven't seen The Wire, but you know the premise of it. It's set on the Baltimore streets,
correct?
And what it's kind of famous for is its gritty realism, you know, and so when you see this guy who you've been seeing on the street, like, hey, word, man, come on, blah blah blah, and he's like, then all of a sudden, well. Jolly good job with it, yeah. Yeah, you're like, what?
Yeah,
that's not right. And same with the lead white guy, the character, dang it,
In The Wire. Can't tell you. IMDb will know.
It's but he was also in the new show on Showtime, The Affair.
Dominic West,
yeah,
nailed it. I don't know,
plays.
I recognize him.
He plays McNulty. So McNulty's like the main guy.
Why do I know this guy? 300.
He was in 300. Yeah.
There it is.
He was in 300.
Got it.
He's McNulty's probably his big breakthrough role.
Yeah.
But he's very good on The Affair, which I watched the first season of. But
The Affair. Was that HBO?
That's Showtime.
The Affair. What's the HBO one? Divorce.
I watched that.
Was it good? I heard good things.
You know, I heard a review before, right as it started, and they showed apparently the entire season to the reviewer who was on NPR.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, I didn't watch.
That's Sarah Jessica Parker and Hayden Christensen.
Yes, who is hilarious.
Or not Hayden Christensen, Thomas Hayden Church.
Thomas Hayden Church, who's hilarious.
Yes.
Like, he just kills me.
Nice.
So I love watching him. Like, I just love watching his character and what he does. And he's kind of stupid but genuine, and or more like just straight ahead.
Is the, because that's a short, there are 20 minutes or 30 minutes,
they're 30
long.
Minutes,
and
yeah,
it's like
each
10
one.
eight episodes something. It's like easy binge. That's where I saw the review. HBO sent me an email like, what to do in the new year, try these easy binges, and it was Westworld, Divorce, and
the one with the black girl.
Yes.
Which I watched, Insecure.
That's what it was.
I watched about four episodes, so and it was good.
Yeah,
and maybe it got better. I mean,
there's
it wasn't
only
bad.
Eight. That one only has eight.
So yeah, and that was one that they're kind of like they give her a short series.
Yeah, here's the pilot. Here's
and see how you can
see
do
what
it.
You do.
Yeah. Which God, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Good. That would be so sweet.
Yeah. But so Divorce is good.
Divorce is good, but he was saying it was like just Sarah Jessica Parker's character isn't that likable, and like that was something that he felt was a holdover from Sex and the City, which I never watched. But Sarah Jessica Parker to me has always kind of bugged me.
Huh.
Like I think I've watched some Sex and the City, and it might be from that.
Maybe.
But I'm watching that Sex in the City, and she is...
That's like the only thing she's done, though, that is really big.
Yeah.
Like, I know Sarah Jessica Parker from Flight of the Navigator.
Well, I know her originally from Square Pegs, which was a TV show back in the maybe in the late '80s.
That's when Flight of the Navigator was.
It
was a movie,
so it probably was. It probably was. Yeah. Like, and she was charming. She was like this goofy, nerdy girl in the school, and she was great. When she became the sex symbol, it didn't play for well. It never played well for me.
Yeah,
she's attractive enough, but some it's more. What?
Family Guy. Isn't that Family Guy when they do Sarah Jessica Parker? And she has like a huge, like,
like a horse face or something? Yeah, like a giant horse face. Hey, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Family Guy is so jacked. I'm like, Sarah Jessica Parker is good looking. Like,
she's like, I mean,
she's on that list of like, oh man, it's so funny. It just makes me think of The Office. Everything makes me think of The Office. When they do the Hot or Not, do you remember that episode?
Yes.
And they're talking about Hillary Swank,
right?
And they're like, hot or not? And they like they get this picture on the wall, and like they're sitting, there's this huge debate, like, is she hot or is she not? And he's like, well, she's attractive. That's not the question.
Is
and
she?
Then, and then there's
hot.
Somebody's like, well, you know, yeah, I'd fool around with her, and like, doesn't matter. That's not. Is it hot or not? And it's just so funny. And that's wrong because the objectification of women is not great, but it's
a bad
funny.
Thing.
It's hilarious.
Right.
Anyway, it just made me think of that.
Making fun of folks who objectify women and that silly characterness of them is funny.
Yeah, it was. It was very funny. Man, so that was a huge tangent that we got off on a big thing for me. But we're also on HBO.
So anyway, so Sarah Jessica Parker, I have a dislike for her from Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
Not a strong dislike, but part of it's like personal because the show is good enough to where they show her and she had like cheated on the dude.
I was going to ask what's the reason? Because the whole
she has an affair.
From what I know, the premise is it's literally you just watching this couple go through the divorce process, and they try to
pretty
make
much.
That a comical experience.
Sort of, yeah, sort of.
It's like a comedy, mostly comedy with drama in
right.
In
turn. Yep, pretty much.
Where it's not a dramedy because it's not super serious, but it's a comedy about a serious thing.
Right,
right.
And so
that's what I've understood anyway.
That you understand correctly.
Okay.
So that kind of holdover of my opinion of her kind of like bleeds into everything else.
And if she's like the one causing the split because she's a cheater,
which she is
then
in
you're
the
like,
show,
you're a dumb bitch. in theory she's the bad guy if that's you know if that's how you're going about it. If you're gonna watch a couple get a divorce and you're gonna pick a side in theory, kinda,
right?
And if like there's a lovable doofy guy who's done nothing wrong but be a doof,
right? He's hilariously doofy,
right?
Like hilariously doofy,
and I'm sure he might have, you know, push her away or whatever,
right?
Because he's just a stupid doof. But still, you're like, you cheated. Like that in my book, that's you just don't do that,
right? Well, yeah, and I think that
like, sorry,
like I think that they must
break their heart before you cheat. Like that's where I'm at. I'm like, I will go to your face and be like, look, I don't love you. We're breaking up. I'm breaking your heart. We're getting a divorce. Like, I will say those horrible words before I will be like, hey, look at this hot piece of ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. But that's probably because I came from a broken home because of cheating.
There you go. Well, so you probably have like, you know, are extra sensitive to, you probably wouldn't like Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City either.
Maybe. Is she a cheater?
In the show. Yeah. So she cheats
on. Cheater?
She cheats on Sex and the City.
Really?
And then but it's like she's the hero. And so part of, like, as a guy, it was always like, now, wait a minute. Now, you know,
but is it justified? Like, do they justify it? Like, I know I just said that there's no justification, but
right.
I feel like sometimes a movie can, like, justify.
Well, not only that, I think, like, God, in real life,
where,
but
like The Notebook, you know what I mean? Like, she's with the other guy.
Right.
But, you know, she goes and bangs like Ryan Gosling.
Or
and you're like, woohoo, screw that jerk.
Right.
Get with Ryan Gosling.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah. I say, like, never have I done anything wrong.
Yeah. It's like, wait a second.
I'll burn South Carolina in my anger.
Why am I? Yeah. Anyway.
So what am I going to say? Dang it.
Sorry.
About the Sarah Jessica Parker
cheating on Sex and the City and justifications and
So in the Sex and the City, like I feel like since it's like this girl's show, in theory, you know, in practice
right.
mostly,
right.
You know, it's generally geared towards women.
Yeah.
It's a women's show, I should say. Not girls, women.
It is a woman's show.
But that they were sort of glorifying it. I always just think that it's like a little bit of a double standard in women-produced movies. You know,
I can see that.
That,
but at the same time, like, that was a big show in the fact that it was like woman power. You know what I mean? So
right.
I feel like it was groundbreaking in that aspect. So maybe they let it run away from them.
Well, or maybe they're
Samantha
like
Samantha loves that show.
Maybe they're like, dudes do this all the time, you know, or something
right.
like that.
Right.
Which, you know,
it is true. If I told you right now, hey, my friends Tom and Jane are getting a divorce. Because they cheated. You'd be like, oh, Tom cheated. You know what I mean?
He was doing the babysitter.
Right. But like, if you say that, like, oh, yeah, my friends Tom and Jane, they're getting divorced. Yeah. They cheated. And so, like, you know, it was a bummer. And you'd be like, instead of saying, like, oh, who cheated, like, 90% of people would be like, oh, Tom's a jerk. Like,
right.
That guy's a cheating jerk. And you're like, no.
Actually,
it was Jane. But you know what I mean?
Well, like, he must have did something.
Right. You know, but that's the truth. Like, that's just how society labels, like, that whole aspect, which is probably why in the HBO show, when they're going for the comedy of it, of sorts, that's probably why they made the woman the cheater. Because it's typically the guy. Like, typically, or stereotypically, I should say.
Yeah, you're right.
Stereotypically it's
right.
the guy.
Yep.
So
anyway, the show is fairly entertaining.
Yep.
And I didn't hate her, which was nice, because I mean, I didn't want to like just watch this. And
is she like the breadwinner? Is she like super successful,
like, sort
businesswoman,
of. Yes,
like, successful
sort of.
Moneymaker, and he's just like a
that's
doof.
Part of the storyline, and like it plays out. And then because she's like, we're gonna divorce, you know, like, all right, you know, and you know, she gets a lawyer. Who's like, well, we'll show him.
Yeah.
And then they're like running through all the numbers. They're like, well, looks like he's in line to get, you know. She's like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
She's like, so if I'm paying him if we get divorced? She's like, that's the way it goes. And so that's part of the storyline as well, which is funny. Right. And
I'm sure it's HBO because it's very good. I'm sure it's good because it's HBO.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, it is entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever see the HBO comedy that just felt missed the mark so badly with Tim Robbins and
The one with Jack Black.
Yes.
What was that called? I didn't watch it. The previews made me want to watch it, and I didn't because I don't watch anything.
Right.
but that one,
but
I
watched previews.
I really did want to see it. What was that called?
Yeah, it didn't really hit the mark. And it really lost steam by the time it
the
ended.
Brink is
the
what
Brink.
It was called.
Yeah. I mean, Jack Black was funny, and it's got one of the girls on my list, one of the women on my list.
Really?
Which Andrea said the other day, she's like, is she like on the list?
Meredith Monroe?
No.
Oh. Carla Gugino.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Carla Gugino.
That she is.
She's so sexy.
She is very attractive lady, and she's so funny and good.
She's funny in this show.
Yeah, Samantha was. We were watching San Andreas. It was on in the background because her mom was watching it. Uh-huh. It's a movie with The Rock.
It's terrible, right?
And did you see it?
I saw like a tiny little snippet of it.
Yeah, it's a dumb movie.
Yeah,
but it's entertaining.
Course. Right.
It's just like any Rock movie.
Right.
If The Rock is the star, you know what you're getting for.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome and entertaining, but pretty dumb.
Couple little funny quips.
Yeah.
Him being funny.
Oh, man, there was something way stupid in that movie. Okay, there's a line. They're like, oh, no, he's like a pilot. That's his profession. And he, like, saves Carla Gugino, who's the lady in the movie.
She's in San Andreas.
Yep.
Well, maybe I'll have to see this movie.
Uh-huh. And, like, he saves her, and, like, they're in a plane, and, like, it's running out of gas, and, like, the only thing they can do is parachute. They're like, we have to abandon the plane. So he straps her in a tandem chute and jumps out, whatever. And they land in, what city are they in? I don't know. It's in the stadium. It's San Francisco, so obviously San Andreas, duh. So they land at AT&T Park.
Okay.
And they land, like, right in the infield. And he's like, it's been a while since I got to second base.
No! Ooh, no. No.
He's so dumb.
That's
but it's awesome. Like, it's like, so stupid,
yeah.
But it's like It's like I miss those dumb moments of like
those Arnold movies. Yeah, those Arnold movies. Like every Arnold movie had like 10 or 15 just horrible like little cheesy lines.
But they're great.
They are great. They are great.
But anyway,
and his stupid accent and just
makes it even better.
It was great. Yeah, it was a very entertaining little stretch of you know, of hero movies where.
Yeah. Oh man! But anyway, he lands on the infield. Been a while since I got to second base, and then just like unstraps the chute and walks away. It's like, oh man! But Carla Gugino is awesome. But we were watching that, and Samantha's like, "Who's that girl? Who do I know her from?" And I'm like, "I don't know. She's famous. She's
Carla
awesome.
Gugino."
Yeah, uh-huh. And I was like, "You'd probably know her from she was the girl in Son-in-Law, the Pauly Shore movie, because Samantha loves that movie, Son-in-Law." And she's like, "That is her." And I was like, "Yeah,
damn it! Now I got to see this Pauly Shore movie."
No, you don't. He goes, buddy, and then that's about it.
Buddy, yeah.
Yeah, that, he does that weasel thing.
Is that, that's a Biodome, right? No?
That's every Pauly Shore movie.
That's both of them? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
I'll take his career.
Good times. San Andreas, Carla Gino, The Brink, what were we talking about? Divorce, what was before that? The New Pope.
That's the only one that I'm aware of that's new.
We can tangent like there's nobody's business, man.
That's what you do. That's what you do. You hang and talk about stuff.
So Westworld was the number one that they said you could binge. Now
So you haven't watched any yet still?
No. Did you watch it weekly?
Yep.
So you watched it the first one and then waited a week and watched the second
one.
Yeah,
and like Game of Thrones, it was like one of those ones where you watch it. And then, like, the next day or 2 days later, you watch it again.
Okay.
And this was a show, too. Like, granted, you know, my proclivity for falling asleep.
Yes.
During a show widely known.
Yeah.
So this was one that, it came out on Sunday night. I'd be so excited. Ooh, it's Sunday. Westworld. And I'm like, bing, and I put it on. I'm way into it for like 20 minutes.
And then asleep.
Yep. And then they do this droning music.
Right.
Like as part of the storytelling.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's just like
a lot of it
like Lost. Dun, dun, dun. You're just like, oh.
It's a lot like Lost.
Yeah,
in fact,
it's just like, and here we go. And then they'd play that same march and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I've heard this song 18 times. Yeah. Like, okay. I know something big's gonna happen, but it's just so lulling me to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a tone. It's like a little magic trick. Like mass hypnotism or something, you know.
So you watched it weekly.
Like, I watched it weekly, and
rewatched.
I watched it on Monday morning. So like, watched it Sunday night, then to wake up and watch it again Monday morning.
Yeah,
and it was always
better,
better
because you knew the end.
Yeah. yes. Yeah. Well, no, but, I didn't. Like, I didn't know the end. I usually didn't know yet.
Right.
But everything, like, oh, okay, you could just fall. You fall asleep for like a minute, and then you're like, nothing connects anymore, and
Wait
you're like,
second.
What? Wait,
who's that person? That's a brand new person.
Yeah. Right. So, so that storyline.
So
I'm looking forward for you to watch it.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna start it tomorrow because this is my day off, and I think I've talked to Samantha enough where she's annoyed with me. So I think.
You can save it. I mean, you can save it.
I mean, you don't have to watch it
for the show.
I want to watch it. I've wanted to watch it. And the Christmas season was so busy and so hectic. It was ridiculous.
Of course. Like, that for her too?
No time. Yeah. Wedding cakes and like all sorts of like, people. Well, first of all, she's like, I don't understand why people get married when they get married. I hate it.
No, she doesn't want to get married?
No. She doesn't understand why people get married when they get married.
Oh, when they get married.
Yeah. Like, people get married on Christmas and stuff. She's like, why? That's Christmas. Like, why make it... Like, people get married on Halloween. Why? That's Halloween.
Right.
Which is funny, because, like, I know people that got married on Halloween, but that's their jam. And so,
right.
Like, that, you know?
It's all good.
Yeah, they love Halloween so much, so they got married on Halloween.
Let's
perfect.
Get married
makes
on Christmas.
Sense. But it's like...
And then when we get divorced, Christmas will be ruined for both of us forever.
Or it'll be ruined for one of them forever. It'll be like joyous day.
Yeah.
And it'll be Christmas again.
Yeah. I love Christmas.
It's just like Christmas.
Can we get divorced on Christmas too? Right. Can we
just
arrange it?
And make it happy. what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Bang it.
Westworld.
So yes. I'm curious. Having watched it week by or as it came out,
right?
Is it a binge worthy show?
For sure,
really?
For sure. Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Like,
is it gonna
I want to watch
off,
it again.
Is it going to piss me off to binge watch first season? And no. then be like, dang it. Does it end
because
with like,
why?
Because if it ends with like a huge, like I don't know what an example of a show, but okay, Supernatural. We watched Supernatural together
okay.
ages ago. So if the fans are listening, then they know.
Remember, that I had Kimberly Kunkel.
Right. So the nice pull.
There you go.
Like, well done. But at the end of the season one of Supernatural, they're all in like a car accident. And like you're like, dang it, what's like.
Were they?
Yes.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I remember they finally get their dad and like they whatever, and then they like get smashed Crash. By a truck.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then they're all like bleeding in the car and like end right. season one.
Okay.
You remember that?
Yep.
Yes. So, we're that show.
I'll take your word for it, though. I'll take your word that that's what happened. I'm sure I did watch it. I did not really. I don't really remember it, but that's okay.
Holy cow! That was one of those laundry day moments.
That's
man.
A good one. That's a good one.
Oh, you just shook your head. He shook his head. No.
But you remember this. Oh, yeah, sure I do. No.
That was perfect timing.
I don't remember.
That was perfect timing.
So, yeah, there's nothing at the end of this.
There's
Westworld.
There's a huge cliffhanger at the end of that season, basically, right. is what I'm getting at. Does Westworld end that way where if I binge it, I'm just going to be pissed that no. I didn't wait till season two was out so I could just watch season two? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, like, just like Game of Thrones, you're dying to see right. the next, what happens next.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not a huge,
no,
huge
it goes to a good place.
Okay.
And you're like, whoa. So, honestly, like, I didn't know until, like, I watched the whole thing. Like, I thought for sure, I wasn't sure, actually.
You deduced some things that were maybe wrong or right.
Well,
You can't really explain it because like
right no what I was gonna say was that I wasn't sure if it was gonna be a one and done season like
oh gotcha
the story arc just ran from one end to the end.
Did it seem like it was going that way like six episodes in and then they're like and then they kind of changed gears because they knew they had something or was it like
it's hard to say it's hard to say and I'm not as familiar with the original story enough to like
right
and I know it's not it's just based on
yeah
it. And so
yeah,
they yeah. take that story and then they make their own story.
Well, yeah, because this whole story, the original movie is like, what, 2 hours long at most?
Right.
And so it's like they go to the theme park and like the robots are the robots and then they get mad and then the people get out in the end. It's Jurassic Park, but with robots is basically
kinda,
the movie.
Right, exactly.
Which is weird because Michael Crichton wrote both of them.
Yep, yep.
Where it's like, oops, this theme park went awry. Let's leave. And yeah. then they do.
They're just like, you know what? You remember Westworld? Let's
right.
try it again.
Let's try it again.
Dinosaurs.
Ooh, yeah,
like, dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But then as a movie, and it's not a book, and like, ugh, Westworld's not. If Westworld was a book, I would read it right now because Michael Crichton's the man.
If it was a video game, I'd play it.
Oh, that's true.
Like, it's tight.
Ooh, did you get your PS4 yet?
Not yet.
It's coming.
Michael.
Yes.
My roommate. Yeah. Not my roommate, my
Australian neighbor.
My Aussie neighbor.
Who works for Sony.
My other Aussie neighbor.
Yes.
Which he's probably going to like, come on, mate. Yeah. When am I the number one guy? Come on. Come on. Why am I number two?
Right.
Because you're shit, pal.
Because he's big jobs.
Yep. But but he's not big jobs. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he's selling us and giving us or selling us PS4 for a really ridiculous, ridiculously good price.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
So you have yours.
I do.
You have it set up.
I do.
How is the streaming on it?
Same.
Exactly the same. Yep. Now there aren't any additional new. I guess it's all part of the PlayStation Network, so they wouldn't like.
That's my timer.
Oh really? For an hour?
For 30 minutes to check my thing.
Okay.
Wow. There's a lot of comments. I'm popular.
Awesome.
The only thing I've used is Netflix, so it's exactly the same. But it has it has Amazon. I've downloaded Amazon, YouTube, Netflix, and HBO.
How's the interface for Amazon?
I haven't opened it.
Okay.
I downloaded it, but haven't opened it
because
yet.
Because that's one of the problems with my Amazon, like on my TV, my smart TV.
Oh, yeah.
The when so YouTube and Netflix and Hulu
yeah.
Open like a little, like you hit the little smart TV thing and it gives you all the options of different channels and or apps, I should say, that you have.
Right.
And so you choose YouTube and then it'll take up the whole screen and then it'll be all interactive on the whole screen.
Right.
The Amazon is only interactive in this little window on the side.
Huh.
And it doesn't play until you pick something and play it.
That's weird.
It's weird and it's not as good and it's awkward and clunky and yeah. the whole thing is...
I feel like if it's like... Because Samantha only had Netflix on a smart Blu-ray player and it was weird. It sucked. I was like, this is terrible. And she's like, yeah, this is why I don't watch Netflix. It sucks. And I was like...
It is. It's different for every single platform. Right.
And I was like, turn on the PlayStation and go to Netflix. She's like, okay, fine. And she like pushed the button, hit the X, it came up, and she was like, this is awesome. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's the best. It's the best on the PlayStation from what I found.
Huh.
Versus like Apple TV and everything.
Right.
But PlayStation, whatever the app is, it always is the best. I like the YouTube on the PlayStation better than
mm-hmm.
the Apple TV. The other ones aren't bad. Like, I get them. Well, the Blu-ray player, the smart, if it's like a smart device, like a TV, they're usually weird.
Yeah.
But I'm just used to the way I'm really used to the PlayStation one. And so that's why I think I prefer that one.
And
anyway.
You had a PS3 first?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And it's really similar?
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that this, you know, that okay. this PS4 is going to be worth the.
Oh, it is.
Really reduced price that we're paying.
Yeah. Everything's good. Everything's good so far. It's super fast, too. Turn it on, boom, and there it is. And it's like. The updates just go, and the loading is just, it's ridiculous.
Blu-ray player, and yep. boom, boom,
awesome.
Boom.
Okay, here we go. Everyone's going to be a smartass, because that's my friends. What was the name of that horrible Bradley Cooper movie? Question mark.
Right.
We're looking for The Hangover.
We are looking for The Hangover, right?
Is the correct
answer.
That's
the answer.
Dr. A.J. Knox.
Doc Knox. I was going to see if he wanted to be on tonight.
Doc Knox is the first person, and it says, You'll have to be more specific.
Boo.
Is his answer.
Come on. Come on, AJ.
Amanda, my friend Amanda,
okay.
says, yeah, which one? Question mark.
Ouch.
John DeMarcus, LOL, is all he says. I think he's inferring to the other comments. What the heck is that? My friend Clint, the Midnight Meat Train?
That's your friend, huh?
The Midnight Meat Train.
Oh,
is
that's
that
the
movie?
Name of his movie that he's saying?
Yeah. Is that a real movie, or is that a joke? I don't get it either way.
I'm going to guess it's a joke.
Allie Nelson, Wet Hot American Summer?
That wasn't horrible, was it?
No.
Was he in that?
Yes. He's the
He was in that,
guy.
And I liked him in that.
He's the drama guy.
I don't hate him anymore.
Amy Poehler. The A-Team, Allie Nelson as well?
I never saw it.
He was in the movie version.
With Quentin Rampage Jackson, right?
Yes.
Right.
It was cheesy. It was like they were spoofing. It was like they were trying to make it. Yeah, anyway.
That's cool.
It was entertaining. William Rickman, which one? They're all commenting. Allie Nelson again. The Rocker. Allie Nelson, the comebacks?
The Rocker.
The Rocker, the comebacks?
The Rocker. What was the Rocker?
What's
wasn't
the
Rocker
comebacks?
Like...
Is that,
wasn't that Mark Wahlberg or something?
No,
or?
That's Rock Star.
The Rocker was...
Is that Rainn Wilson?
Rainn Wilson, yeah. For Maybe. Some reason. That's what I want to say.
I don't know.
Oh, where he's like the older guy and he wants to join the band. He's a drummer.
I don't know. Let's see.
I like Rainn Wilson.
My friend Crystalyn, if you're referring to the one with Sandra Bullock, that would be All About Steve. Apparently people don't like Bradley Cooper.
That's my people.
Vanessa Parsons says Aloha. That's that movie that
right,
I was talking
you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
A Cameron Crowe movie.
My friend Aaron Chitwood says all of them. My mom says Limitless? Question mark.
I liked Limitless.
I liked that movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie. Like, yeah. In fact, that was one of the ones that made me like, I guess he's not. So
yeah, that was a good flick. And
he's a jerk.
Who was the girl in that movie? Amy Smart, maybe? No, that's Butterfly Effect that I'm thinking of. Who was the girl in
Limitless? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But De Niro's awesome in that film. Also, maybe that.
And in Limitless?
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
Is he?
Who's like trying to like. He wants a smart pill and, like, all the stuff.
De Niro?
Yeah.
Huh.
I swear it's De Niro.
I don't know.
But they're really good.
That doesn't ring a bell, because I know that he's in The other one, like
Silver Linings,
which I thought was a very good movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
And American Hustle,
which is a great movie.
Great movie, also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. Okay. So that
Bradley Cooper's awesome.
That one meme.
Well, which one?
It's so great. It's like video clip where they're like Louis C.K. It's like an audio of Louis C.K. comedy bit, and he's saying, "These people come up on, you know, the American, what's the James Lipton show,
Inside the Actor's Studio.
Inside the Actor's Studio, and these drama students like asking, you know, these actors questions, like they're going to be big stars or something, and then they cut to a clip,
Bradley Cooper asking
like De Niro, I think,
it was somebody.
Somebody big like that, a question about something, and then they cut to him acting in that. Them both, Louis C.K. and Bradley Cooper, are in that movie we were just talking about.
Yes.
The what's that movie? Damn it, you just said it.
Silver Linings, American Hustle?
American Hustle.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where he's laughing really hard. So they edit it together.
It's
like
perfect.
So you've seen that before?
No, I haven't.
But so like after he like after gold. Louis C.K. says all this stuff, because in the movie he's laughing at Louis C.K.'s character. He's like,
ha 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 ha,
and they're all like making fun of him, and he's like just like all over the place, and he's like humping him and stuff. It's really funny.
That's fantastic.
It's really funny. So Bradley Cooper's all right, and you know what, he likes crosswords, but maybe he's just trying to like, he's like Facebook. He knows what I like, and he's trying to he's trying to get on my good side.
Steve says Burnt. Don't know what that is.
Oh, that was the movie about a cook, a chef.
Burnt.
No, I never saw it either.
Never saw it. And then my buddy Jared says, he doesn't make horrible movies, damn it. He's gold.
Good for you, Jared.
Nobody said The Hangover in 30 minutes.
This is bullshit.
Not one person. I think
if you said movies,
right?
That string, but horrible that, string
but
of
there's
movies.
There's only one answer to that question.
What's that horrible? Because that's the only one that he's done string of movies
for?
Yeah,
that's the only one where there's many. That's why I did it what I did it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, everyone's a jerk. I think everyone was trying to be funny. My mom, there were some people that were picking movies that were, obviously, they thought were maybe bad. Uh-huh. But I like Limitless. My mom apparently hated
Limitless
it.
I liked.
Yeah.
Limitless I liked.
But in 30 minutes, nobody said The Hangover.
Huh. But I may be alone. No, I'm sure I'm not alone. Well, that The Hangovers are terrible.
Yeah.
Progressively like worse.
Do you hate them? I did not see the third one. I heard the third one is different and weird.
Okay, I didn't see the third one either, but I was like, why?
The second one is exactly the same.
And the first one, like, I didn't like the first one. Like, the first one, to me, it didn't go anywhere.
Right.
It was like all these, like, combination of, like, these little bits of stuff. And it was like the dude who's on the Community, mm-hmm. Ken Chong.
Oh, yeah.
Is that his name?
Ken, yeah.
Is very funny.
Yeah.
And he does his little bit, and it's like, oh, this is a little dose, and then right. There's like Mike Tyson's in it, and
that's
does a little
second
thing.
One. You're thinking the second one.
Is in the second one?
Yep.
Well, they're all the same.
Yeah. Apparently the third one's different. Like it's not a Hangover movie at
but
all.
But so one of the so this is one of the things too. When I went to go see that second one,
yeah.
My friend Troy, who I don't know if you remember Troy,
Troy and Abed in the morning.
Troy who is Troy Stoddard, who he worked at SeaWorld, and he was in Park Ops. He has cerebral palsy, so he's in a wheelchair. Troy. So he's always in a riding wheelchair. And he got fired because he kept falling asleep in his chair. But he worked there for 10 years.
I don't mean to laugh, but that's a good reason to get fired.
It's a pretty funny thing. And part of me was like, come on.
Yeah.
He's in the chair crying out loud. Yeah. Like
he's sleeping. It's comfy.
It's comfy, you know. It's
sometimes
you never know. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't know the whole story,
right.
You know. But anyway, we would go to the movies all the time. Like we were like, hey, let's go to the movies.
Yeah,
we haven't gone in a long time, and I feel bad, like because he hasn't worked there now for probably 3 or 4 or 5 years now.
Right.
So we don't see each other. It's been probably 2 years since I've done something with
him. Dude, go to the movies, man. Pick
I know.
A random one. Go.
So anyway,
go
so last it. Time yeah. one of the times that we went. We're like, all right, we're going to go to the movies. And I go, and it's the same routine. I go pick him up at his house. We get in my car, put his wheelchair on my back, and we go to the movies, and we do this whole routine.
Right.
And it's Chick Magnet, though, just so you know.
Yeah.
Pushing your buddy up the wheelchair thing. It's like, girls are crazy.
Yeah.
It's great. Not that I care. I'm in a loving relationship. So But so he says, you can pick the movie we go to.
Okay.
And he says, Hangover 2 or something else horrible that I don't want to see at all.
Right.
And I was like, the fuck?
That's the choice?
These are choices?
Big Jobs 1 or Big Jobs 2?
It reminds me of my sister like yelling at me like, are you stupid or just ignorant?
Yeah.
I'm like, are those my only choices?
Yeah.
What about option C?
Neither of those. Yeah. Jerk.
So I saw it and I feel bad because he's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
And he's impressionable. If I say something is something some way, he'll agree with it.
Yeah.
And so I feel a little bad because he would have enjoyed that movie fine. Just fine. He would I'm terrible.
Right.
I'm a terrible person.
Oh, but you're like, this movie's crap. I hate it. This is a piece of, and he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a piece of junk. Yeah. I'm sorry. I felt bad for suggesting it.
I'm a jerk. I'm a jerk.
No, you're not.
I didn't like it, and I didn't want to see it in the first place, and I hate it, and it's unfolding in front of you, and it's just you've seen these things,
yeah.
Where it's like, this is just pure crap,
yeah,
and so I'm watching this, and I'm just like, oh, for Pete's sake.
But sometimes the pure crap is good. Like, did you see the 21 Jump Street movie with Channing Tatum?
Okay, and Johnny Depp? Laughed so hard. When there was the reveal with Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
And then did they shoot him in the neck or something?
Yeah.
It made me laugh so hard. I laughed for just minutes and minutes, like, at that whole thing.
Yeah.
And Channing Tatum, to me, is a very entertaining, charming guy. He's super charming. And Jonah Hill is funny.
The Rock.
He is. I love The Rock.
He's like The Rock.
I love The Rock and Channing Tatum. Yes. I don't know who I like better. Probably The Rock.
I like The Rock better.
But Channing Tatum is up there. When he's on Saturday Night Live,
oh, yeah.
He kills me.
He's good in everything. He's just a charming guy. He might not be the best quote-unquote actor. Like, I don't think Channing Tatum or The Rock are going to win any Oscars anytime soon.
No.
But I sure as heck am going to watch a movie that they're in. Because they're good. They're entertaining folks.
So did you see The Scorpion King?
Yes.
So, because the first scene in the Scorpion King,
rough.
He's really bad. Like, it's like you've never acted before.
Oh yeah, that movie's rough.
And I remember like him crawling out of the sand and doing this physical acting that looked just straight out of the WWE. Yeah.
Terrible.
And I remember like, oh, for Pete's sake.
Yep.
But
he's gotten
get
so
shorty.
Good.
I mean, get no be real.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Be cool.
Be cool.
Be cool. He freaking steals that whole movie.
Yeah.
He is so funny in that movie and so charming.
In most movies these days. He was people's sexiest person this year.
He's a sexy guy.
That's Tony's wife.
My sister-in-law, Shanna's. That's her guy.
Oh, The Rock?
The Rock.
Yeah. That's Samantha's mom.
He's on her list.
Yeah.
Now, the list I thought was only a few people, but according to Andrea, it's like 6 or 8 people.
Dude, I have a list.
You need to get the game, man. When I meet Carlo Gugino.
Dude, you'll have to make a list. It's called Desert Island 5. It's me and my buddy Nick, who's been on the show, Nick Kestrom. We have a list. And you can
The people that this is okay if you have sex with them.
Yeah. I have it written down.
So who are your 5?
You want to hear my list?
Yeah, because I can name you one, and that's Carla Gugino.
We have a list. This is way off kilter. This is way off topic.
It's all good.
But the Desert Island, this is how it works.
Okay.
There's a list. You get a list of 5.
Okay.
This is terrible. Where's the terrible?
Is it, well, like, terrible, is what, terrible how? Like, terrible, like, is it, like, objectifying?
No. It's
okay.
It's just people that you think are awesome and you like, and
I don't think Samantha or Andrea or any person knows.
Samantha knows about the list.
Yeah, knows that or is going to expect that anyone's not going to want to, you know.
So, okay, here's how the list works. You get 5 slots.
Okay.
After the 5 slots, you get 2 alternate slots.
Okay.
They're called bench players.
Okay. It's a little bit more terrible, but yes.
And then there's 3 Hall of Fame since like you were a kid. So that it's like.
So the timeless.
The timeless. In your opinion, the timeless people.
That are in additional to the 5. In addition to the 5.
In addition to the 7.
Then, so, okay.
So there's
so we're
three,
like 10 altogether.
7, 8, 9. Yeah. There's 10 altogether. And then there's a separate list. No.
It's 100 people long.
No. The separate list is the no one can claim them because they're just perfect people.
Okay.
All-timers is what they're called.
All right. This is more than 10 names now. Okay. Yeah,
it's a lot.
Okay.
But I'll tell you my five.
Your first five, you're on the desert island right now.
This is the five that
these are the one you want to repopulate the earth with. Okay.
Allison Brie.
Oh yeah, from Community.
From Community.
Yes, she's and Mad Men.
Yep. Now, and here's the thing, you can't have somebody that's on somebody else's.
Oh, really?
That's why it's a quote game.
Oh, you know, that reminds me of drafting superheroes as a kid.
You can't. Yep. Can't have them.
Allison Brie, okay.
Allison Brie, Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, all right.
And these are in no particular order.
Okay.
Emma Stone is my number three.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson
is
my number four.
Okay.
And this person named Jessica Jane Clements, whom I'm sure you don't know, but she's a model and she's gorgeous.
She's never done anything, but she really tickles my fancy.
Yep. That's about it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, those are my people.
All right.
Those are my peeps.
So clearly Carlo Gugino's on there.
Yeah.
Who else would be on there? Let's see. Rachel McAdams.
That's a good choice.
Is on there.
Solid choice.
She's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
You don't have to pick them right now. You can pick them later. I'm just saying. You get 5, 6, 7, 8.
10 or 11.
Well, who's like the Hall of Fame? Because that's what I'm saying. The three, like, all, like, most people wouldn't necessarily think. Like, Kirsten Dunst is one of my Hall of Famers. Because, like, I've, like, had a thing for
forever.
Kirsten Dunst since as long as I can remember.
Good question.
And also, Meg Ryan is one of my Hall of Famers. Because I've loved Meg Ryan since forever.
She's adorable.
Yep. And Marissa Tomei is my Hall of Famer.
Marissa Tomei is kind of like appears and reappears like in different things in different times.
Yeah, but she's
so like
awesome.
Yeah, so is the sexy aunt in the latest event, Captain America movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's, you know, she's there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really good.
Oh, yeah.
She's in...
she's awesome.
What's that movie called? Dang it.
Which one? Cousin Vinny?
No, it's like an art house movie.
Oh.
And she's in it with a dude who's a really good actor. I'm the worst right now.
You are the worst.
Marissa
Tomei?
Yes, Marissa Tomei, and her husband gets killed, or her much younger boyfriend gets killed by her ex-husband.
What?
Yeah, and then the father of the kid who gets killed ends up killing the ex-husband, and his name is Tom Wilkinson.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
Spare Parts?
Nope.
The Rewrite?
Nope.
Loitering with Something?
Nope.
Love is Strange?
Nope.
Parental Guidance?
Nope.
Inescapable?
Nope.
Salvation?
Nope. Nope.
The Lincoln Lawyer?
No.
Cyrus?
No.
What are you talking about?
Breakfast.
War Inc.?
No. No.
Are you sure this is a recent movie?
No,
I'm going
it's not recent.
Order.
It's not recent. I would say probably in the 90s.
Oh, I was going
like mid to late 90s.
Okay, I was going recent here. Let's see. Happy Accidents?
No. Tom Wilkinson.
What are you talking about? A Brother's Kiss?
Nope.
What is this movie?
Okay, so I'm going to pull up IMDb too.
That's what I'm doing.
And
Untamed Heart?
Nope. All these movies. So many movies.
You're talking before Cousin Vinny now.
I think it was after Cousin Vinny.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Only You?
Nope. Marissa Tomei. Where are you?
The Perez Family?
No.
Unhook the
Stairs? How do you spell her first name?
M-A-R-I-S-A. Are you thinking of Marissa Tomei? Welcome to Sarajevo? A Brother's Kiss? No, I already said that one. Since You've Been Gone?
Nope.
My Own Country?
No, oh, she was in The Wrestler, too. That was a good
Only
one.
Love.
Did you ever
Slums
see The Wrestler?
Of Beverly Hills. King
no.
of the Jungle. The Watcher. What Women Want. Happy Accidents. Dirk and Betty.
Nope.
In the Bedroom. Someone.
In the Bedroom. In the Bedroom. You were going past it fast.
Holy
I was trying to say bedroom.
Crap,
I said bedroom
dude.
Something. But In the Bedroom.
2001 movie. A New England couple's college-aged son dates an older woman who has two small children and an unwelcome ex-husband. There you go.
Yeah. Tom Wilkinson is in that, I think.
Tom Wilkinson is in that.
Yeah,
correct.
He's very good.
That was a big list.
Oh,
man.
And Sally Field, Sissy Spacek is Tom Wilkinson's husband or wife, and that's a rough movie. It's really rough, but it's great. It's really well done. So it's one of those, you know, art house movies that like
2001. I think we should shut up.
All right.
I don't know how long we've been going, but
let's see.
It's probably
10:20.
It's probably time.
Probably over an hour.
Dallas McLaughlin, I mean, award-winning Dallas McLaughlin, commented on the post. I want to read what it says real quick. Excuse me, that was rude. I just burped in the
All good.
Let's see.
Bradley Cooper sucks.
Bradley Cooper. Oh, he commented on Doc Knox's. He said, a reminder, AJ said, you'll have to be more specific. Dallas said, disagree. The man was incredible in American Hustle, Silver Linings Playbook, and Wedding Crashers.
All right.
And
Wedding Crashers? I don't really remember the name. But anyway.
Joey Minnick commented
Yay, Joey.
Most recently, and it says the one where he acts like a douchebag, parentheses, all of them.
There we go. That's my boy right there, and he's talking about The Hangover.
Samantha McLaughlin, Dallas's wife, says Alias, or she spells out A-L-I-S, A-L-I-A-S, Alias. And, and then she commented on her own comment and said, and I meant this as in what he was fantastic in, along with everything else he's done.
Ooh, so both all the McLaughlins are all in the
They're on Team Jared.
They're on Team Jared.
With Bradley Cooper being awesome and dreamy.
Team BJ is like, he's
a D-bag.
Slowly
you
winning
got
out.
You and Joey Minnick.
Yes.
And a bunch of sarcastic people on the post as well.
Well, Yes. Yeah.
Like Doc Knox is on your team.
You know, it's funny that and we're gonna stop here in a second.
Yeah,
but
I am gonna comment like, hey, listen to Life's a Binge, because
please do. Yeah, oh yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, everybody like listen up.
Yeah.
So
this was a random question that had to be asked at a live time. Yeah,
yep. So, dang it, what were we just saying about the
teams? Team Jared, Team BJ.
Oh,
you and Joey and
the
Doc Knox.
Thing.
And
oh yeah.
Being a D-bag.
Is that he? Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Is that the idea of like emotional bank accounts with people, like maybe we've talked about this before, how like you and I, we hang out.
Yeah.
And every time we hang out, we're cool with each other. We put like a penny in each other's account.
Yeah.
Whenever you treat me like a dick or I treat you like a dick,
right,
it takes out 10 pennies or more.
Sure.
It takes a lot longer to like, to kind of like.
That's not cool.
Right.
Sure.
So I think that we
I don't
think
I've ever taken pennies out of your account.
No.
I'm sure you've taken them out of mine because I'm a jerk. on the show.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a
jerk.
So anyway.
You're like, nah, change the subject because you're minus 10 right now.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Your account's closed. Right. Take your business elsewhere.
You have been overdrawn for so long.
Keep trying to cash that check. It's never happening. You're taking it to someone else. But no, the same thing happens with your relationship with like actors that you see.
Oh, yeah.
So you see Glenn Close act in Fatal Instinct.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
As a person,
right.
You have, she's like taking money out of your account. Same
right.
With Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yep.
She's like,
anybody.
Yeah. Like,
well,
I've seen
just
her.
Like Russell Crowe. Where
exactly.
I think Russell Crowe's a great actor, but the guy's a dick.
Yeah. And same
Colin
with
Farrell, jerk.
Yeah. And same with Batman. What's his name?
Christian Bale. I love
because,
him still.
But still, like, that took, for me, like, that took
right.
Money out of my account,
right,
like,
right.
With him.
Sure.
For him.
I get what you're saying.
And
yep.
So Bradley Cooper, since he was such a dick, you know, he started in such a with a negative balance with me.
Love him.
It took a while to get back up.
Love
Whereas
him.
Timothy Oliphant, on the other hand, was just cool and dreamy and short fused.
The
and,
thing that he's in that's not TV?
Movies?
Yeah, because I saw him in a movie first. From what
he's
I
in
remember.
Some kind of like. You know, like, what's
Let's
the word
see.
I'm thinking of? Like,
I don't know. He's in so many things. It's ridiculous.
It's in a piece with a whole bunch of people, kind of like Love Actually, you know,
I
where
think,
it's like a...
I think so. Let's see. Justify... Oh, that's producer. Let's see. I'm going to go from the beginning. Scream 2. That wasn't it.
It's not.
He's in Sex and the City somewhere. Who knows?
Huh.
No, Go.
He's an
Go.
Archer.
Was a good film.
I remember
that's
the
one that's like
movie.
Shown from like many different viewpoints with
Katie Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
So sexy, she's on the list.
There you go. Gone in 60 Seconds. Awesome.
Don't remember him in that at all.
Yep.
I don't remember him in any movies.
Rockstar. He's in Rockstar. He's a jerk in the band. He's like one of the guys that kicks like Mark Wahlberg out. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, I want to see that again.
I don't know. Maybe it was.
Man, he just because God, he
the
just,
girl next door. Like, I don't know. Means who plays nothing in to that. Me. And then Deadwood was like the thing. He was in My Name is Earl, apparently. I don't know. Live Free or Die Hard. He's the bad guy. So really, like, Deadwood is like his like kickoff to stardom.
For me, for sure. Like, that's it. Like, but he then, owned that role so well.
But then Justified, dude. Like,
Justified. So he killed it, dude. He kills it. Just to me, Justified is a modern.
He was in the
a Sheriff Bullock. Like news telling of Sheriff Bullock's story. Yeah. Like to me, I don't know.
He was in The Office. He was.
I don't remember.
He was like the superstar, like salesman that they like went off and got for like a second. He was. I'm telling you, it's true.
I gotta watch his
The League. He was in The League.
I've only seen two seasons of that. So
he's in a lot of stuff. Who knew? Anyway,
but Sheriff Bullock.
That guy's the man.
Yep.
Good stuff.
He's on the list.
He's on the list. Add him up. Yeah. Bradley Cooper. He just knocked off Kirsten Dunst.
I was going to say, yeah. So, like, right now, my list is only three people long, yep. And one of them's Timothy Olyphant.
True that. Anyway, this was a fun episode. We had no idea what we were talking about. We started off talking about shit, literally, at the beginning of the episode. and then we talked about a whole bunch of stuff.
So
this is one of the good ones, man.
One day we'll find out.
There was
out.
A part in the middle when I laughed until I couldn't breathe.
I thought I might.
I was crying.
I thought I might pass out for a moment. Like, that's the good.
It was
good...
so simple. You just shook your head. Yeah. Remember Supernatural? Uh-huh. God, it was so money. I'm sorry to the listeners that have to listen to 2 minutes of just us laughing, but hopefully when you're driving...
It's got to be... Hopefully it's entertaining. Like, hopefully. Hopefully.
But I think we both have one of those, like, contagious laughs.
I think so.
I like to believe any so anyway.
I hope so.
So when you hear one of us laugh, you got to kind of laugh too. Anyway.
I hope so. Yeah.
There's no real questions to ask. Normally I'm like, hey, what are you watching or what are you looking forward to? But whatever. There's not really...
Well, I'm looking forward to Beth and Miguel.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up.
I'm looking forward to Laura Bolin. I'm looking forward to Matt Davis.
We have a lot of guests coming up that we're
and so
excited
like
about.
So none of them are really ready yet.
Right, but they're coming.
Right, and so we're kind of like, oh, January's starting to fill up.
Right.
So some other people who are kind of, you know, in the mix of guests, you know, I kind of give them the whole last minute, hey, you want to come on tonight?
Right,
you know,
right,
can
right,
you
right.
please give us more than...
Yeah.
You know, so
6 hours, yeah, so, 2 yeah, hours.
Yeah. So, yeah, Dana and Anya are like,
but if they
come
do,
on.
But if they hey, if you want to come on, then just let us know right now and we'll put you on.
We will.
That's how it goes.
We will.
Yeah.
We'll
talk
fun.
About whatever. As obviously, we can talk about anything forever.
Oh, I'm going to go to the mayor's I got an invitation for the State of the Union address.
Really?
So I'm going to go to that next week on Thursday.
Nice.
And then hopefully Todd Gloria will be there.
Yeah.
We'll try to bring him back.
True
and then
that.
We'll see if we can get the mayor.
That's good. I dig it.
We could get the chief of police. She would come on.
Huh.
I talked to her. She's down. She's totally down.
Cool.
I don't know how entertaining that would be.
Whatever.
But... clearly super
we
entertaining.
Talk about anything.
Yeah,
with her.
It'll be super entertaining.
See, the thing is, if we get these people, like, the Todd Gloria one, I feel, could have been magic.
Right.
If we took the politics out of it. And I know that that's never going to happen with a political
figure.
It might
the second time.
But you know what I mean? Like, what it could have been is like, hey, especially in the world of social media, in the world where a president-elect can use Twitter in the way that it's used, like, you can just be like, hey, I'm a real person, and I like to watch Stranger Things.
Right.
And that's fascinating enough in and of itself.
Oh, speaking of Stranger Things, OA.
What?
The OA.
Oh, the OA. You finished it?
I've watched, yeah. If you like Stranger Things, cool. You'll get a kick out of this.
Nice. Dig it.
And I think it's probably shorter than Stranger
yeah,
Things.
Yeah, you referenced that.
So,
I think you were watching
week.
It last week, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Anyway, that was this one. I normally end these things better.
It was lots. Yeah, it was just.
Hey, we talked for a little bit.
It was four or five big jobs. At least,
yo. So. we talked. If I was Mike Bissett, I'd say, well, I am Donald Trump, and I sound very much like a JFK sort of person, and is a terrible impression. That's for you, Mike Biss.
Yeah, that was good.
That's my Mike Biz doing Trump.
He'll appreciate it.
Yeah, he's not going to listen. Anyway, this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow. Right? I got like one good job in me.
It's not a big job.
It's going to be a while. Everybody go before me because... I got five jobs to do.